What does it truly mean to be a citizen? In Robert Heinlein's controversial masterpiece, citizenship isn't a birthright. It's earned through blood, sweat, and sacrifice. Through the eyes of Juan Johnny Rico, we witness a society where only those who've completed federal service can vote or hold office. This isn't some dystopian restriction, but a philosophy that those who exercise power over society should first demonstrate their willingness to sacrifice for it. "I always get the shakes before a drop," Rico confesses in the opening line, immediately humanizing these power-armored soldiers who hurl themselves from orbiting ships into combat zones. This isn't just a military adventure, but a profound meditation on duty, sacrifice, and what we owe each other as members of society. Rico begins as a privileged teenager from Buenos Aires who joins the mobile infantry on a whim, partly to impress a girl and partly to rebel against his wealthy father. His transformation through the crucible of Camp Arthur Curry forms the emotional backbone of the story. Under the merciless tutelage of career ship Sergeant Zim, Rico learns that the brutal training isn't designed to wash recruits out, but to ensure those who make it can survive the horrors awaiting them. The training sequences reveal a philosophy where authority stems from competence rather than rank. When Zim effortlessly disarms a recruit who challenges him, it demonstrates that respect must be earned through ability. This principle extends throughout Rico's journey, when he becomes a corporal and must lead men who are his seniors, including the troublesome Ace. Their washroom brawl ends not with resentment, but mutual respect. Leadership, we learn, requires both moral authority and the physical courage to back it up. The powered armor suits represent the novel's most enduring innovation, exoskeletons that amplify human strength while responding intuitively to natural movements. These technological marvels don't just make soldiers stronger, they transform them into one-man armies capable of leaping buildings or deploying tactical nuclear weapons. Yet despite this technology, the fear remains viscerally human. No matter how advanced the weapons become, combat still triggers primal terror. This technological sophistication contrasts sharply with their arthropod enemies, the bugs. These hive-minded creatures function in rigid castes, warriors, workers, and the rarely seen brain bugs that direct operations. Their biological efficiency creates an existential threat. They can produce fully formed warriors instantly, while humans require years of training to create a single soldier. When humans kill 1,000 bugs at the cost of one MI trooper, it's actually a losing proposition. This biological asymmetry forces humanity to adapt both its military tactics and social structures to survive. "The basis of all morality is duty," declares Mr. Dubois, Rico's history and moral philosophy teacher. This controversial idea forms the novel's philosophical core, that rights must be balanced by responsibilities, and that civic virtue comes through voluntary service and sacrifice. In Heinlein's future, full citizenship must be earned through federal service, which includes not just military duty, but any dangerous public service role. This system emerged after the collapse of 20th century democracies, which failed because voters wielded tremendous political power without corresponding responsibility. As Major Reed explains at Officer Candidate School, their political system works because every voter and officeholder is a man who has demonstrated through voluntary and difficult service that he places the welfare of the group ahead of personal advantage. This philosophy extends to criminal justice and moral development. When discussing juvenile delinquency, Dubois presents case studies showing how society failed by not enforcing consequences consistently. He draws a memorable parallel between discipline and housebreaking a puppy. Both require immediate, consistent responses to behavior. The fundamental problem was that 20th century society emphasized abstract rights while neglecting concrete duties. The novel's most poignant moments emerge not from spectacular battles, but from the bonds between soldiers. When Rico joins Razak's Roughnecks, he discovers a tight-knit unit where membership is binary. You were either a roughneck or you weren't. Lieutenant Razak maintains discipline through respect rather than punishment, creating a culture where formal discipline becomes almost unnecessary. Razak's death during a high-risk retrieval operation, sacrificing himself to save wounded men, exemplifies the novel's ideal of leadership. Similarly, when Rico's friend Flores dies in combat, the loss reveals the human cost of war. These moments of sacrifice humanize what might otherwise be a simple military adventure, showing how personal relationships give meaning to abstract concepts like duty. The psychology extends to the complex relationship between officers and non-commissioned officers. When Rico becomes an officer candidate, Colonel Nielsen advises him to trust his sergeant, reflecting the truth that formal authority must be balanced with practical expertise. This interdependence between ranks shows that effective military organizations succeed through cooperation across hierarchical boundaries. As Rico advances from recruit to officer candidate, the novel explores increasingly complex leadership challenges. Colonel Nielsen warns about the moment of truth, that critical instant when chaos erupts and suddenly you are the old man with lives depending on your decisions. Failed leadership doesn't just mean the officer's death. It cascades through the ranks, causing unnecessary casualties among trusting soldiers. During his apprentice cruise, Captain Blackstone corrects Rico's micromanagement, advising him to hang yourself on a hook until action is needed, illustrating the balance between oversight and trust. The captain also notes that an officer can't look scared or tense. It's contagious. Rico's leadership journey culminates during Operation Royalty when his platoon sergeant Zim becomes trapped underground. Facing the dilemma between mission objectives and men's lives, Rico leads a dangerous rescue mission, demonstrating that true leadership often demands personal sacrifice. Though injured and missing the mission's conclusion, his willingness to risk himself completes his transformation from self-centered teenager to responsible officer. Starship Troopers revolutionized military science fiction. Its powered armor suits have inspired countless fictional variations and real-world military research. The novel's training sequences established a narrative framework that became standard in military SF, depicting the civilian-to-soldier transformation. More profoundly, its exploration of citizenship, service, and military-civilian relations has sparked debates beyond science fiction. Works like The Forever War challenge Heinlein's perspectives, while others build upon his foundation. The novel endures because it grapples with fundamental questions about democracy, duty, and sacrifice. Through Rico's journey from naive teenager to battle-hardened officer, we're challenged to examine our assumptions about civic responsibility. As Rico prepares to lead Rico's Roughnecks, his transformation is complete. Yet he still experiences the shakes before combat, showing that even veterans aren't fearless. Perhaps the most powerful message isn't about powered armor or alien bugs, but what we owe each other as society members. In an age of rights without responsibilities, Heinlein asks, "What price are you willing to pay for your civilization? And if nothing, do you truly deserve a voice in its governance?"